Bible reading number 84, Leviticus 10, verses 1 through 7. Nadab and Abihu were killed. Aaron's sons, Nadab and Abihu, each got their pans for burning incense. They put fire in them and put incense on it. However, they used unauthorized fire. God had not commanded them to use that kind of fire. Then they brought it into the presence of Yahweh in the tent. So fire came out from the presence of Yahweh, and Nadab and Abihu died instantly. They died in the presence of Yahweh. Then Moses said to Aaron, "This is what Yahweh was talking about when he said,
'I must be respected as holy by those who come near me. In the sight of all the people, I must be given honor.'"
Aaron was silent. Azazel, Aaron's uncle, had sons named Mishael and Elzaphan. Moses summoned them and told them, "Come here, pick up the corpses of your cousins and carry them outside the camp, away from the front of the holy place." Mishael and Elzaphan came near to Moses, and they carried the corpses of Nadab and Abihu outside the camp. Nadab and Abihu were still wearing their special priestly robes, as Moses commanded. Then Moses told Aaron and his remaining sons, Eleazar and Ithamar, "Do not show any grief. Do not tear your clothes or leave your hair uncombed. If you do, you will die, and the always present one will be angry with the entire community. All the people of Israel are your relatives. They are permitted to cry openly over Nadab and Abihu, whom the always present one has destroyed by fire, but not you. You must not even leave the entrance of the tent of meeting. If you go outside, then you will die. This is because the always present one has anointed you to his service." So Aaron, Eleazar, and Ithamar obeyed Moses.